This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How's going with you guys this week? You're joining 7-5 Radio. Walter Yerkew, my buddy Scoop Stanton, isn't on the air today. He's out on hiatus somewhere doing something, probably in the rain. He's off today. I'm going to handle this one myself. Top news stories of the week. We have a few things going on. Biggest story of the week is President Trump has announced that he is planning to pull security clearances from former White House staff. That staff that comes from Obama administration, probably staff Bush administration. Apparently these people have security clearances and they're not even in that capacity anymore, whether it's Secretary of State or in-house help. You have security clearances, and there's different levels, and we all know that. I personally do not have a security clearance for anything. I barely have security clearance for my own home. I, for one, am ignorant on this. I had no idea that this was a common practice. Hillary still has a security clearance, apparently. I was under the impression that, you know, once you left your position in the White House, your security clearance, no matter what level it was removed, or you were disavowed. You left the job and you maintain security clearance. You know, how ridiculous can that be? I got to plead the fifth on this one. I had no idea that this is a practice that our country's been having forever, apparently. Doesn't make any sense. The clearances he's trying to pull, first off, just happen to belong to the Democratic Party. I could see Mr. Trump not wanting, because all these people are bad-mouthing him all the time. And yet hopefully they do not go ahead and ask for the information that they're looking for based on the security clearance, and it's given to them. I hope people that are in the current positions are smart enough to say, hey, you don't work here anymore. But still, are these people entitled to all the benefits and eccentricities that our elected officials and our appointed officials that currently have the position, are they entitled to that stuff too? You know, maybe security as far as, you know, an FBI agent to protect them from kidnapping and such. So, you know, they don't get kidnapped and waterboarded and give up Harry Truman's hat size. But the security clearance thing is just beyond comprehension. I'd like to get some feedback on how many of our listeners have known about this and what your thoughts are. So you can just email me at my Twitter account. Go ahead and send it out there. I mean, let's have everybody take a look at it. The Twitter account is 75Radio1. Spell out 75 with the numero uno on the back end, 75Radio1. On Twitter, and go ahead and send me something, because this is just ridiculous. You know, whether you resign from a job or your job ends, your grant ends, you get terminated from a job and you have some type of security clearance, that goes out the door. Whether you have security clearance or not, you could be working in the same agency for 25 years. Once you leave, whether, again, it's retirement or you move on to another job or you're terminated, your I guess, personal view of your responsibility ends right there and then. You turn in your keys, you turn in your ID card, whatever it is, you are not entitled to any further information that comes out of that agency from that point on. And I'm wondering what kind of information that these people have collected over the years that has wasted taxpayer money. It's like being on the payroll without being on the payroll. Are they getting all the benefits still? You lose a job, you give up a job, the job is eliminated, you're done. I think the president is 100% correct. They're saying now that he's taking advantage of his executive order privilege, they're calling it now. I don't think that the left is actually going to ever back Mr. Trump on anything. But what's good for one is good for the other. Mr. Trump needs to next make a list of potential security clearance removals for Republicans that aren't doing anything anymore, that are just having security clearance. You don't have the title anymore. They refer to Mrs. Clinton as Madam Secretary or Secretary Clinton or people, listen, you know, read my lips. She is not secretary anymore, you know, and she hasn't been, but they constantly refer to her as Secretary Clinton, whether it's during a hearing or an interview. I wouldn't refer to her as anything, but hey, you. You can say former secretary if you really insist on putting her on a pedestal or keeping her up on a pedestal that the left has created for her and people like her, including her husband and even Republican people who were Republicans that were Secretary of State. They are former. They are not current. Let it go. Have a good time. See ya. We got people thinking that Hillary's actually going to run in 2020. Well, I don't know how I got there, but this security clearance thing has got to go. It's just unbelievable how this has gotten through. Please give me some feedback on that. It's just horrible what that is. Good Lord, it's. When you carry a title, you carry the title because you're doing a job. And when that job is over, you're done. Give up your security clearance. Check it at the door. Drop it in the box. Put it in the bin, whatever the case may be. Thinking that these people still have security cell phones. Thinking these people still have security clearance to gain access to emails and sensitive material. And we don't need that with people that aren't employed by our government anymore. They are former employees. The political careers of some of these people are over. So let's back Mr. Trump on this. It's people out. That's morning rant. We'll be back with the afternoon rant in a few minutes. This is 7-5.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm a prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense, as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we're back from our break. We were just talking about Mr. Trump and his new policy of trying to pull security clearances from former government officials, people that aren't in a government, holding a government job in any capacity, that still have these security clearances, and that I'm pleading the fifth, probably not for the first time in my life, but I'm pleading the fifth on this one. Anything I say is going to be redundant because I never heard of such a thing. I never realized. And it was an eye-opening this week when this was crossing everybody's news desks. Not that I got a super news desk. It's probably crossing all over the world that this is happening. I don't think there's any when you're in a secret capacity, and this is, I've Googled this. When you're in a capacity that you're going to have national secrets, and you know your job is not a lifetime job, you are sworn to secrecy, to not let any kind of sensitive material out there, because you're not in that position anymore. Again, like whether you were retired or found another job or you were terminated, you're signed on for secrecy. And defying that oath of secrecy is pretty much nothing short of treason if you start talking about, well, I know this and I know that. Even things on a professional basis, but on a personal basis, let alone professional basis. It's nothing short of treason, and that's pretty much what it adds up to. We have a clip that we'd like to play for you. So take a listen, and again, give me some feedback on this.
Today made a strong attempt to vitiate the credibility former CIA Director John Brennan, saying that he's, and I quote, monetizing his security clearance and then should be removed from him, even calling on the president to do this. Will the president consider Senator Paul's suggestion and called for the removal of former Director Brennan's security clearance.
Not only is the president looking to take away Brennan's security clearance, he's also looking into the clearances of Comey, Clapper, Hayden, Rice, and McCabe. The president is exploring the mechanisms to remove security clearance because they've politicized and in some cases monetized their public service and security clearances, making baseless accusations of improper contact with Russia or being influenced by Russia against the president is extremely inappropriate. And the fact that people with security clearances are making these baseless charges provides inappropriate legitimacy to accusations with zero evidence.
Isn't the president doing exactly what you just said the president doesn't want all these people doing?
Well, that was a short clip of this week's press conference by Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. And pretty much in a nutshell, what I explained in the earlier segment is that these people have these clearances and they're feeling like they got carte blanche to start talking to other people and now other nations, as she's mentioned. If Comey has his security clearance, does that mean he can go ahead and contact somebody from, like she said, over at Russia and the KGB and start talking about, the way security should be or what's going on in security or what they know or what they don't? You know, it's pretty much loose. It's like, I don't have one, but, a diary. That's why you lock up your diary every night, ladies and gentlemen, or anything you write down. I personally don't write anything down. But if you are writing in a journal and such, just because I have the key to it doesn't mean I should take it and go ahead and show it to the world, what your thoughts are and what your secrets are. So same thing here in our government. It's just, I guess flabbergasted is the word. Some people say no, ignorant, but flabbergasted that this is a common practice. I had no idea. Moving along. We're back to the NFL players talking about kneeling down in front of their fans during the play of the national anthem. Football season starts in a couple of months. Preseason starts in about 3 weeks. NFL players are talking about go ahead with the new rule that was in effect, is no longer in effect, where you can stand for the national anthem, or you can stay in the locker room and not. That was going to be the rule, period. It wasn't a volunteer thing. That's the rule. Well, apparently the Players Association was never notified, or it wasn't discussed with the Players Association with this new rule. And we have many players already spewing out that they're going to come out and kneel anyway. Except in paying the fines. And I didn't say except paying the fines. Which leads me to the next thing. These guys are making millions. And all you people out there know about this. They're making millions playing a game that, yeah, sure, it takes some skill and some dedication to be good at. But this is a game that we've all played on the grass in front of the school since we were kids, and these guys are now making millions of dollars playing it. This is their office. You know, do I want to be invited to your office to watch you kneel while we do the pledge or we say a prayer or play the national anthem? Heck no. That's not why I'm going. I'll wait until you're done, and then I'll come in. So, back to the fines, you're going to fine somebody $25,000 who makes $1 million a game. You know, that's to me, $25,000 would be a lot of money. But somebody who's making $1 million a year, $1 million a week, $25,000 isn't nothing. It's like taking a quarter out of my pocket. And it's not going to affect me. And finding these guys, it's not going to affect them. Proper etiquette when you're working is proper etiquette. If you are going to defy a policy of the entire NFL, I think it needs to go on a team-by-team basis. If you don't want it, I don't want to see you kneeling. Most of these guys don't know why they're kneeling. Some say it's because of the police brutality thing. Some say it's still a Black Lives Matter thing. Listen, you know, you're going to get involved in political stuff. I don't think, you know, celebrities, sports, Hollywood, or any of these people need to be involved in any kind of political. They can have their beliefs. And like I've said time and time again, if you feel you have strong beliefs that need to be put out there, get yourself a soapbox, go to your local courthouse, of course, get the proper permits so you can have an assembly. It's your First Amendment right. And stand on your soapbox and start talking about your own personal views, political, satirical. It doesn't matter. And see how many people stop and listen to you. This captive audience that you guys in the NFL want to sort of kidnap because they're there. No, that's not right. I'm not there to see you guys kneel. I'm there to watch a game. I'm there to watch you play. I'm there to cheer a team on. So this is going to be another year that I won't watch the NFL. I may watch the Super Bowl. I may not. Super Bowl has been a good game the past couple of years.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
Hey guys, it's Walter again. We're back. I'm here alone today. Scoop skipped out on me this morning. He's got a few things he's got to take care of personally. He'll be back next week. We were talking about the NFL players kneeling or not kneeling, choices in the locker room, and apparently that rule has been set aside. So we're back to square one with NFL players just being free to kneel, disrespecting national anthem, disrespecting the flag, and et cetera, for their own personal beliefs. Touching on that is all I'm going to do in the third segment here. We as fans, and I'm a football fan. I like football. I like watching it on Sundays. I'll watch it all day, morning, noon, and night. Doing what they're doing is not helping their profession. They're going to be losing millions and millions and millions, maybe even billions. It's a gabillion-dollar business. I mean, the NFL has their own day of the week. They own Sundays from September to February. And they own a day of the week. There's football going on for 12 hours a day on Sundays. You know, and then there's Monday. They have Monday nights now. They own another night, which now is Thursday. So we have Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. They just take over the television. They take over. They have days of the week that are strictly for NFL. It's a powerful entity, but it's not as powerful as they think. The reason that they have so much is because fans are shelling out hundreds of dollars for a ticket. And once fans decide to say, hey, I'm not going anymore, I'm not going to pay hundreds of dollars to watch some guy kneel, whether it be a black player, a white player, a Samoan, it doesn't matter. I'm not there to see him kneel. So there's enough of that. It's just disrespectful and disgusting what they're doing. Again, if you got something to say, get a public forum, not a private forum. Private forum is being the stadium. Get a public forum. It's not a public place. You can't get in there unless you pay to get in there. So it's not public. I know I wouldn't. I'd walk right by Kaepernick if he was standing on a soapbox spewing out garbage. And it's another thing. But before we let this one go, you know, Mr. Trump has brought North Korea, South Korea together. He's fresh off his summit with England. He's fresh off his summit with Russia. He's bringing all these companies back to the United States. He's helping companies flourish in the United States. This past week, he had an F-35 jet fighter parked on the South Lawn at the White House. He had a race car parked out there. He had other companies that are still here in the United States that are going to be even hiring even more people because they're flourishing. The steel business is going to be coming back to the United States. He's done a great job bringing all these people together. Maybe Mr. Trump needs to call Roger Goodell and say, hey, listen, let's sit down. Let's have a game plan. Let's bring in this Kaepernick since he's the mouthpiece for this kneeling down nonsense. And let's see if we can negotiate and see exactly what can be done to help this out, because this isn't working. It's not helping the Black Lives Matter movement. It's not helping the Blue Lives Matter movement. It's not helping anything. It's just players saying that, yeah, it's a free country and I can do it. Yeah, you're right. Exactly. Free country. But also I'm free not to buy a ticket to go watch you guys play. And I think what I'd do is if they're going to kneel, I think I'll be at the concession stand getting a hot dog and I'll be standing and I'll be listening to the national anthem, and I don't want to see it. That's if I go to a game. I don't believe I'm going to go to a game. I normally would. I have gone to the games down here in the South. I've been to, you know, the, some of the stadiums, Tampa, Atlanta, Nashville. I won't buy another ticket. If I do, I'll be at the hot dog stand getting a hot dog and a beer. And I'll wait until the national anthem is over. Not to disrespect the national anthem, I'll be standing. I'll be listening. But at least I won't have to look at these guys kneeling. Okay, let's move on. We have Bill Cosby kind of sort of back in the news. Camille, his wife of 726 years, has broken her silence. And again, this these trials that he's been going through on sexual abuse and such. And he's been convicted. Now he's waiting sentencing. He's 81 years old. And if he's sentenced, you know, to anything, you know, more than 5 years, you know, it's pretty much a death sentence for him. Okay, well, you know, for a lifetime of somebody who was supposed to be like, what was his title? What was his awarded title? Father of the United States? I don't know, something like that. Grandfather of the country, whatever. Camille's come out, and she's turned it into a race thing. She's saying that he's been targeted. She pulls out the Declaration of Independence, and she picks out certain segments of the Declaration and kind of twists them and perverts them into a black-white thing. It's not a black-white thing. You commit sexual harassment or sexual abuse, and you pretty much admit it. But yeah, you know, I got her up there. We were drinking, got her drunk, and, you know, we had sex. Or, you know, it's very clear what the penal law says about taking advantage of somebody that is not of their right frame of mind, whether it be mental defect, intoxicated, was it induced intoxication? You know, like the Rohypnol, the date rape drug, and such. You can't. It's legal that you can't have or force yourself upon somebody who is mentally incapacitated. We're back. I'm back on the air now, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this. There wasn't no break. I was talking about Cosby and his wife spewing out that it's a black-white thing, and she's pulled out different segments of our Declaration of Independence, and she leaves out that all men are created equal, she left that part out. She's saying that it was drafted and written up by slave owners, which it is absolutely true. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Hancock, you name anybody that signed that Declaration of Independence 250 years ago, they were slave traders. And that was in the 1700s. And they were not only black slave traders, they were also white slave traders. So, you know, I don't want people to think that it's a ridiculous thing. There were white slaves back then. And I think we're going to get into this right after you. We've got the Dead Air segment, but we'll be back after this.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades, because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yurku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Hey, everybody. It's Walton. We're back from our short break. My apologies for that last segment. The I don't know what's going on down here in the studios down here in southern Tennessee. Somebody unplugged it by accident and plugged it back in. I was talking about the Cosby issue, Camille Cosby coming out and saying that it was mob justice. And they could do this to Bill. They could do this to anybody. And pretty much this is only done with guilty people. And, you know, I'll raise my right hand. Yep, I was guilty of some stuff way back when. And, of course, everybody gets in denial when they're accused of something. You know, didn't do it, didn't do it, didn't do it. There comes a time in your life where you just got to stand up, man up, woman up, whatever you want to do, cowboy up, and take your medicine and move on. Nobody's asking for an apology. Well, maybe these ladies are, and I wouldn't blame them looking for an apology. I'm sure there'll be victim impact statements at sentencing. But nowhere it says you have to be remorseful or apologize or anything. Just take your medicine and move on. If you're found guilty, go ahead and pay your debt and get it over with. In Cosby's case, well, it's probably a death sentence. He'll go into jail somehow. He'll be kept away from everybody else. It'll probably be like a club med kind of thing, club fed kind of thing. Even though he's got some serious charges, he'll have to register as a sex offender if he ever gets out. And he's not going to have a happy end of his life. Enough on that. Don't feel sorry for him. Don't feel sorry for him at all. Want to round out the show. This is the last segment. And we talked about the security clearances that Mr. Trump wants to pull. We've talked about Mr. Trump pulling nations together, and he can probably help with this NFL nonsense and get people on the same page and steer them in a direction where their feelings of their political views, personal views, steer them in such a direction where it would be better served and not served upon 50,000 people held in captivity at a football game. And I think it should be, I think it should be a team-to-team rule. And I won't have the answer to that because I'm involved in the NFL. I'm just a fan. And I'd like to see football again. So I hope they get that straightened out. I talked about the Cosby thing, as I said a minute ago. And on Twitter, every once in a while, on my personal Twitter account, it's at Walter Yerkew. I kind of like dig into some people, and people dig into me. And I guess my skin is a lot thicker than other people. There was an account. This girl, every other word on is the word like, LIKE. Well, if you're going to describe something, you can use the word like. If you're going to express your feelings about someone and you like them, you can use the word like. And I think what I said on my tweet was something to the effect she took offense to, because her response was that I ruined her Sunday because I such a thing to her that I'm trying to bring it up now where it is. Let's see, here we go. This her original tweet. Give me a second. Something she's talking to somebody. So I just wanted to say hello with you. Hoping like my Advil PM will like kick in soon. But like, who am I kidding? Okay. Sorry. Like our country is completely falling apart. I tried to like make that not happen. Like, okay, have a lovely day. I mean, that's impossible. So my answer to that was, you know, I mean, like, you know, I'm, you know, like, I mean, it's just, I don't know. And I said, no, you know, no wonder you're not taken seriously. I say, you know, that, you know, an awful lot, and I try not to, you know, but, she come back, she was pretty angry, and I was just fooling with this. You know, some people just, you know, she's like, I like, you know, like ruining my Sunday. Your unsolicited answer was like, you know, unneeded. And So, and she asked me to delete my Twitter account immediately. And I said, okay, I will right away. And I didn't. So, it's supposed to be a fun thing. Twitter is supposed to be, you know, just shooting stuff back and forth. And man, there's some really stupid people on there, including myself. I get stupid sometimes on there, but I have fun with it. I don't take it personal. People refer to me as that crooked cop from New York. And yeah, that's right. Exactly. And that crooked cop from New York, you know, did 6 years in the joint, admitted in one case, for a plea agreement and was found guilty in a trial in another one. So I guess I'm guilty. And I paid my debt to society. And if you want to keep riding it, go ahead, ride it. I'm not worried about it. It's not bothering me one way or the other. Scoop asks me questions about, you know, my plight of going through prison and stuff like that. And it wasn't fun. I don't talk about it much on there. And I'm not going to wear it out now. As far as I'm concerned, I paid my debt to society. I appreciate any opportunity that came my way or any opportunity that I created to set me up for the rest of my life when I got out of jail. Especially the people here at Liberty News Radio. They gave me this opportunity to get on the air and talk about politics, sports, pretty much carte blanche on what I want to talk about. And the same thing with Scoop. And we appreciate everybody listening. I'll try to bring you the best show we can each week and every week. Scoop will be back next week. Want to have a friend of mine on where we talk to, I talked to my friend, his name is Joe Vizito. He's that Subway hero that I brought up a few weeks ago. I spoke to him. He's very interested in doing a segment on what he's been going through. He's a big football fan. He's a Buffalo Bills fan. And sorry about that, but 4 Super Bowl appearances and zip. So kudos out to my friend for sticking to his team. We'll get his opinion on probably the kneeling. We'll get his opinion on the Subway thing that he went through 6 or 7 years ago and what he's doing now. He's made a lot of friends along the way. And not just because of his book. He's a really nice guy. And that will be Joe Lazito. That'll be coming up in the next week or so. I'll be in touch with him. I mentioned that I'm going to be going out to Memphis and visiting our friends out there at Liberty News Radio. I'm going to be on the political cesspool with James and meet the rest of his crew out there in Memphis. We're also going to do probably maybe a live feed. If Scoop isn't too busy on a Saturday night, we're going to do a live feed out there for 75 Radio. And if you want to get in touch with us, 75 Radio is 75, the numbers, 75radio.wordpress.com. That's our website. If you want to listen to archives or look at any kind of merchandise or even read Scoop's weekly blog, go to 75radio.wordpress.com. Or you can reach us on Twitter at 75, spell out 75, radio numero uno one. We appreciate any feedback. Like I always say, good, bad, or indifferent. We'll take it into consideration. We'll read it. We'll go over it. Scoop and I talk a number of times during the week. This is when he comes on the show, it's not cold. We pretty much confer about what we'd like to talk about. We try to look into it and know what we're talking about. I'd like to thank everybody for listening in. It is the middle of July, towards the end of July, and it is hot and humid. Get in the pool. Find a pool, public pool. I don't go in public pools, but I have my own. Get out there, cool off. Enjoy each and every day. Say a prayer for your family. Tell them that you love them. And work hard. And the only way to get through life is to work hard and enjoy, reap the benefits that you sow. This is Walter Yerke signing off for another week. be back next week. I promise. It's good to be back, and we might have a guest or two on. Enjoy your week.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.